Audio Gravity, 7th of September 2009. Good morning. Hope you're doing well. It's an overcast day here in the UK with the occasional blue sky poking through the minginess of the environment. It's not that great. Hopefully tomorrow though, transportation, train ride, see a friend I haven't seen for a while. It's going to be good. I'm going to enjoy it a lot. First link today, jackofallclouds.com. What a great URL name. Fantastic choice of site there. This is a guy called Guy Rosen, who's an entrepreneur in the cloud computing space. He shares various tips and market research commentary and tricks about clouds and cloud computing. So the blog entry that I'm more interested about telling you is the state of the cloud, September 2009. So I'm hoping that this is something that Guy's going to do on a monthly basis. He's going to have a look at the statistics and the market research of what's going on in the cloud space. At the minute, he's indexing Amazon EC2, Rackspace, in brackets Slicehost, Joyent, and GoGrid. And it looks like EC2 is still growing, even though it only went up by 0.34% last month, or should I say this month. But he goes into a lot of detail about the monthly growth, how many of the sites, top 500k sites by cloud provider, and also things that he's noticed. Notable comers and goers, Pamela Anderson's official site, which is set to relaunch this month, has left Joyent. So he's definitely finding out all the information, very well researched stuff. And if you're into clouds and cloud computing and want to learn more about this stuff without all the technical mumbo jumbo that sometimes goes on and sometimes we accidentally get into because, you know, surfing on the edge of all this new digital stuff and how it works is exciting, and sometimes it's difficult to rebadge it, re-language it, if you like, to so everybody can understand it. But go and check it out, jackofallclouds.com. He's even got me saying it now. Next link today, charge your iPod. I'm going ahead of myself. twoguysaroundtheworld.com. Now, I fell on this site through watching a video, I think it was, again, on either YouTube or Vimeo. And they've got a really, really nice site, and I wanted to give them a shout out because the way that they've done it is very, very slick, simple, and, you know, directly in your face. I can see people coming back here time after time, you know, daily or weekly, to have a look, see what they're up to. We've got like a little photo section on the right hand side. They've got a video player in the middle. They've got a little RSS thing underneath with a comments block. They've also got a link for more videos, and they document where they've been going and what they've been doing around the world for the last year. And they've broken it down from region, so what they were doing in Vietnam, what they were doing in Cambodia, videos from Thailand, Australia, videos from Argentina, New Zealand, Chile. There's just loads. Just go and check it out. They've got so much content up there. It's unbelievable. And I think they've been, they got Travel Blog Awards 2009. It was actually the winner. And they've broken it down as well at the bottom. They've got They've put everything in really nicely. It's one thing I like about site design that's well thought out is they've done it and they've stuck to it and they've not bolted more stuff on it afterwards, which is great. So you've got on the left-hand side, you've got Sam's blog. On the right, you've got William's blog. And they've put the ads in underneath and it just fits in nicely. It doesn't look distract from the rest of it, and, you know, they get their extra traffic off that. Just a really good site. Go and have a look at it. twoguysaroundtheworld.com. Next link today is over on Bike Hugger. Charge your iPod with your bike. Dahon, D-A-H-O-N. You probably know those as those little city traveler bikes that you get, which, you know, they're brilliant, but they're quite pricey, but you get what you pay for, I guess. They've introduced a new device called the Biologic Free Charge. So it's a device that connects to any dyno hub on the market to charge your iPod. iPhone, GPS unit, or whatever else, through a USB port. And there is a little device which attaches to the very top where the handlebars are, and then the unit, you literally plug the USB unit into your phone or whatever, And it says an iPhone takes about 3 hours to reach full charge, so it's like you could fully recharge it on your lunch break. It's not like you could fully recharge your lunch break, but the biologic free cycle would allow you to fully use your device all the time while you ride. I think it's a good idea. I think, you know, if you're going to have one of these bikes that you fold up and take anywhere, chances are you're going to be getting off the train, you're going to be cycling maybe 20, 30 minutes. It's just giving that extra little bit of juice. And if it cuts down the amount of times that you think you need to plug it in because of the charge, then, you know, it's got to be worth it. And it's only going to get better. These things are only going to get more efficient as they go by. So props to Dahon. Dahon. How you spell their name, I don't know. For bringing it out. Next link today is over on coffeescriptor.com/code/ad-gallery. I'll put all these links in the comments notes on Audioboo, by the way, and a little bit of a description, because I was asked that people searching for it couldn't find or could see instantly if it was worth listening to or not. This is a gallery showcase plugin for jQuery, so you get a nice image at the top with a little faded title and description underneath, and then you have this nice little faded effect where you can select the next image and it slides across and brings the image up, and or you can just have it as a slideshow and you can count down for 3 or 4 or 5 seconds and it fires across to the next image, which I really, really like. They do different effects as well. You can set different effects on it, so you can have ones to bounce in pictures or bounce them out. You've probably already got a jQuery effect, but sometimes people ask me about widgets and how they should plug stuff in. This would be ideal for bringing in Flickr pictures. Next link today, Hypios.com. Hypios. It's a global marketplace that connects solvers, people who like the challenge of solving problems, to seekers, companies who need a solution. Hypios works for all industries and subject matters. Create an account is free and everyone can join. If your solution is chosen, you get chosen, you get paid. So this is quite nice. If you come up with something that you want to fix, or you know, you want to connect with a group of people who are problem solvers, you can literally put your issue or your problem or your challenge out there into this marketplace of people and say, look, I want to solve this problem, and get a group of people together to solve it. There's a lot of similar things like this, but it's, again, very lightweight, very simple design, and I can imagine somebody brand new to computers getting on the computer for the first time, coming across a site where they're asking for people to help solve problems, they're going to go at it, because you're going to get little emails come through saying, you know, this is in the marketplace, what do you think about it? And we're tapping into that sort of remote human database of knowledge, really, which is great, and getting paid for it. Finally, last link today is a Tetris style game called Quinn, Q-U-I-N-N. I had to put this in here, not because it's specially designed for the Mac and therefore got all the nice graphics and nice subtle animations and, you know, nice and fluid, but the fact that it has Bonjour support built in, so you can play over a network with somebody else, with a friend, and compete head-to-head against each other. I just like the idea of competitive Tetris. I've never seen that before. That's it for today. I'll speak to you all tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.